Alchemy Exchange, the ADS token, will bring more interest from outside of crypto than any other project. Why? Because it's here to disrupt digital advertising. Well, what's digital advertising? Let's go a little bit back in time and understand how the internet works. When the internet came out, it was like any other medium. Someone had to pay the bills. Someone had to finance the costs of servers and people updating content and whatnot. And just like with television and radio, they turned to advertisers. And fast forward 20 years, the infrastructure of the internet, in which 4 billion people use, is built on digital advertising. That's why what Alchemy is doing is such a big deal. And when you look at the biggest tech companies, they may say they're doing something else, right? Like Facebook is a social media company and Google is a search engine, though they are neither. Both of them are advertising companies in which you, the user, are the product. The user is being used as a product. And every time you go and search something and click an ad, Google's making money. Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all these social media companies, they're not sharing their revenues with you, the user. They're using you. Alchemy's coming to disrupt this industry. Now, granted, Alchemy's coming after the digital advertising space that excludes the duopoly of Google and Facebook, which is still a $320 billion annual market, which is huge. One of the craziest statistics is this, and this is the problem, the inherent problem that Alchemy is coming to solve. And that is this: only half the money spent by advertisers is making its way to publishers. Half? Nike, Adidas, Ford, Procter & Gamble, all those ads you see, only half the money that they're spending. For every $100 they're spending, only $50 is getting to CNN, the New York Times, Vice, wherever you're getting your news from, wherever you're absorbing content from. Half? So how is this possible? And where the hell is this money going? Now, if you look at the digital ad industry, you'll see that they accept this as the cost of doing business. Less and less money over the years have gotten from advertisers to publishers. And what has been the result? Well, if you've noticed over the last few years, there's more and more ads. You go to a website and there's more and more ads. The irony is that I went to an article on digital ad fraud on Forbes.com. And I couldn't even read the article because of how many ads they were throwing onto the page about digital ad fraud. And taking a step back here for a moment, we really need to pull the curtain back to understand, what are the workings? Where is Alchemy entering into that it's able to solve this problem? Not only is it able to solve this problem of digital ad spend being lost, in which advertisers are not getting their money's worth and publishers aren't receiving what advertisers are trying to pay them, but they're paying exorbitant amount of fees to even get their business done. In other words, to even show their ads. Alchemy's coming and telling advertisers, you know what? Instead of paying what you're paying, you could pay 10 times cheaper. 10 times cheaper? So the advertisers who are paying all these fees on top of the digital ad spend, instead of paying a dollar, now they're gonna be paying 10 cents. Can you imagine the disruption that's going to occur here? Now, in order to really understand what Alchemy is doing, we need to pull back the curtain and understand how digital ads work. So think of it as three areas. On one side, we have the advertiser. The advertiser is submitting the data that they want to bid on. They're giving parameters. We want to bid on CNN between 5 and 10 p.m. on weeknights, or we want to show up on women's health websites, or we want to show up on sites that cater to video gamers between the ages of 18 and 24 that are in Chinese. There's so many parameters, right? There's no end to it. And so they put all this into a software, and there's different companies that do this called the DSP. It's a demand side platform for the advertiser. They're explaining the parameters of what they want. Now, all this information is data. Remember this point. All this is data. On the other side of it, there's a supply side platform where publishers like the New York Times, CNN, Vice, all these websites that are serving ads, they upload their inventory. They'll write the name of the URL, they'll write, you know, the market they're serving, the demographics, as much information they can possibly collect. they're saying, you know, how big the ads, you know, maybe they have an ad that could be a certain size, 1 inch by 2 inch, whatever it is, they're supplying their information. In the middle of all this is a programmatic ad exchange. Now, mind you, it's not as simple as I just painted it. There's actually even more hops in between. There's something called ad networks where people, middlemen to middlemen, who take even more and more money between advertisers and publishers. But for the sake of this, let's just assume that it's these three elements. The ad exchange in the middle is called a programmatic ad exchange. These programmatic ad exchanges that currently exist on the market don't care about the inherent problems in the digital ad world, such as fraud, ad fraud. Now, in my research for this, it was shocking to discover that digital ad fraud is the top third fraud in the world after like human trafficking and drugs, which is insane if you think about it. Digital ad fraud, it seems so innocuous and nobody even seems to know about it. We just know we're getting served with more and more ads. Well, that's just the symptom of the problem that's happening. It's a spillover. Alchemy is unique. It is offering the world technology in which it never had. And it's not only solving this problem of ad spend money not making its way to publishers, it's not only 10 times cheaper for advertisers. I mean, 10 times cheaper for advertisers, that's where they're gonna do their business. Why would they go someplace else where they're spending more and getting less? And so publishers have a lot of reasons to come in to the Alchemy Exchange as well. So much so that Alchemy has started a program called Something for Nothing, where they are paying publishers to show less ads. Imagine you're a website and one of your problems is that you're showing so many ads and your users are getting such a terrible experience, but you need to pay your bills. And you're showing this because you can't even get the money that's due to you from these advertisers. So Alchemy's in the middle, realizes it has something, and it's telling publishers, show less ads, we'll pay you money. And they just launched this program. Let's dive a little deeper here. Alchemy is solving more problems than just the ad spend problem. With regards to ad fraud, it's a $66 billion problem every year. And the detection of fraud has to happen based on historical data. In other words, and let's peel back the curtain here a little bit, and what does ad fraud look like? Well, it looks like this. Somebody sets up servers that have actually no screens, right? They're just computers, and they're mimicking human interaction with websites. They're clicking, they're being served with websites over and over and over. These fraudsters then go to the ad exchange and say, hey, look at our data. We have a lot of users, we have a lot of visitors. And it's all happening digitally, right? There's no oversight here. And so the ad exchange sees, oh yeah, there's a lot of clicks here. Okay, what type of information is there? Oh, we have this type of content. And they'll say, you know, we're talking about furniture or we're talking about electronics. I mean, all the information on those websites is, you know, likely infringing on other people's content, on trademarks. They just copy paste it, put it up on websites. And then these spamming bots just click and click and click and click. And who's paying for that? The advertisers. Nobody even knows, can quantify the level of ad fraud. Why can't it be quantified, by the way? This is another interesting point. Because there is no transparency in this industry. If you ever want to see what decentralization can do, look around you in your life and look for industries that have no transparency. Those are the ones that are ripe for disruption and are going to be completely uprooted by technology such as DAG's Hypergraph, which is what Alchemy is based on. Let's come back. So these exchanges, they don't offer data to the publishers and advertisers of what has happened. Why? So publishers and advertisers, they come to these ad exchanges and they say, can we please see the data of all the people that you're selling your ad space to? Or the advertisers say, can we see all the data of who clicked and when and what? And the ad exchanges, most of them say no. Why? Because they say, hey, listen, it's a lot of data to pull out and that costs us a lot of money. It's very expensive. So there is no auditability. However, with Alchemy, which is leveraging Constellation's Hypergraph and its concurrent consensus mechanism, advertisers can be assured that their ad was seen on the intended publisher page because the data is immutable, it's verifiable, it's always there. And publishers can be guaranteed that their impressions, that their traffic is being monetized at the price paid by the advertiser. Never been done before. No one's ever been able to solve just that problem, just the auditability issue. But there's more. There's instant reconciliation. You see, the tracking and the recording of ad calls don't always make it back in time. There's a cutoff period. When you show up on a website, all the programmatic stuff has to happen instantly. Within 1 second, the website is sending information to a programmatic ad exchange, telling it everything it knows about you, the time of day, the website that you're on, the URL, any type of cookies data that they gathered from your browsing habits, all of it, and is sending it to a programmatic ad exchange. In that moment, the ad exchange is reviewing that data within milliseconds, is putting it out to an advertiser ad exchange where it's being bid on instantaneously, algorithmically, no humans involved. They just set up the parameters and go. And in that second, then one of the advertisers wins the bid because they're willing to pay more for someone who's described as you with your browsing habits or whatever page you're on or the time of day, whatever parameters are set up. And within 1,000 milliseconds, you are served an ad. Well, guess what? Sometimes it doesn't happen fast enough. Sometimes it takes 2 seconds, misses the cutoff. No ad is shown to you. So now that's even more lost business. The beauty of DAG's Constellation Hypergraph is that there's instant reconciliation. The Hypergraph is fast enough to transact and serve media within 1,000 milliseconds. The auditability problem is solved. Transaction fees are solved. Alchemy's charging 10 times less than what the current advertisers are paying through the current centralized exchanges. It solves the fraudulent ad problem. This is interesting too. They're able to solve the fraudulent ad problem because they're using the consensus mechanism that is built into Constellation, which is called proof of reputable observation. Other blockchains, they'll use things like proof of work or proof of stake, those unscalable consensus mechanisms. Constellation is able to detect a bad actor in real time with concurrent consensus mechanisms. It basically sees who the bad actor is immediately based on historical data. And so this is unlike anything that's ever been done before in digital ads. Remember, this market is that Alchemy is entering over $320 billion a year. Nobody's been ever been able to solve these problems before. So the digital ad problem is solved. The high transaction fees that advertisers spend, solved. Auditability, lack of transparency, solved. The instant reconciliation. This is a big one. Everything needs to happen instantly. Right now, one of the problems in the industry is that the tracking and the recording of the ad calls don't always make it back in time to the intended endpoint. For example, you're surfing on a website. Everything, all the data that's flying out of the website into the digital ad exchange about you in that second has to come back within that second. And sometimes the data just doesn't, you know, between all the hops that it's making, it doesn't make it back. So the ad is not served. More digital ad spend lost. Maybe they bought the ad, but it just didn't make it back onto your page. Solved. The Hypergraph will be fast enough to transact and serve media within 1,000 milliseconds, which is the finality window set by publishers. The transactional capacity. Programmatic ad exchanges have no way to scale during peak internet usage. So if there's some sort of world event or something's happening, a lot of people are looking at the news or a lot of people come to visit a website, they can't scale the queries per second. They're limited. The Hypergraph allows Alchemy to use network resources whenever they're needed through an incentivization mechanism and the use of DAG. DAG is infinitely scalable. Alchemy wouldn't be able to do anything it's doing without Constellation's Hypergraph. And it's going to bring a lot of attention from outside of crypto to DAG. Alchemy's running a state channel, and this state channel will be paying out ads. And this is where it gets very interesting, because historically on the internet, the user has not been able to get a piece of the action. They've just been being served with ads, but they haven't been able to monetize people making money off of them, right? I mean, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Google, are we getting paid? Is anyone making money here besides these corporations? No, we're not making money. Us, the user, are being used. And there's this famous saying in tech, if you're not paying for it, you are the product. And for the first time, Alchemy is coming to disrupt that as well. Because Alchemy is using the power of decentralized finance, of DeFi, for the user to take back control, to have a piece of the action, to be able to rent or lease bandwidth to advertisers. Now, what is bandwidth? Bandwidth is defined as the amount of data that can be transmitted in a fixed amount of time. So with blockchain, the tokenization of bandwidth is possible. Tokenization, like the ads token, allows it to become divisible and readily tradable. So while the cost to produce bandwidth is high, unlike paper or digital money, it has inherent value, intrinsic value. Now, how does this whole thing work? Well, on the Alchemy Exchange, the ads tokens are used by publishers and advertisers to buy bandwidth on the Alchemy Exchange. Users of the Alchemy Exchange will require the ads token for both access to the Alchemy Exchange and to facilitate their throughput, their bandwidth. What are they sending? What is this bandwidth? Well, publishers are making their data available to the exchange of what's available and who's visiting the website, and advertisers are putting data together saying this is the type of, you know, visitor on a website that we want to appeal to, or this is the websites that we want to bid on at these times of day, and so forth. All this is data. In order to move with that data across into the network, they require the bandwidth, which is tradable as the ads token. So regular people, such as you and I, now can purchase the ads token and then stake it. Staking it in crypto means that we are giving it to the network, and in return, we receive a yield. We receive a percentage. Why? Well, in a sense, our tokens are going into either a bandwidth pool or the access pool, and you could look at this in the white paper of Alchemy. And we are, in a sense, renting out or leasing our bandwidth tokens, which allow these advertisers and publishers to do business. And we are, in turn, are receiving fees for doing so. And so for the first time ever in the history of the internet, the regular user, the regular person who's being served with ads, now can have money in the game. They can actually make money off the digital ad playing field. And so publishers and advertisers will need to own or rent ads tokens in order to gain access to and bandwidth to trade on the Alchemy Exchange.
And when you look for competitors, it's a joke. There's nobody who has anything remotely like this. Like, oh, go look at anyone else on using blockchain technology trying to disrupt digital advertising. The most known one is Brave Browser. And the way that one works, it pays people in the browser's currency called BAT, BAT, Basic Attention Token. That's right. And it will pay you for your attention as long as you use their browser, which means now, how many people do you know that are just going to move away from using their browser? Safari, Google, Chrome. I mean, how many people are going to do that? And not only that, but like, here's the real problem with it. It's just another siloed data source. It's not solving the real inherent problems. It's just another band-aid on the digital ad industry. Alchemy's coming to uproot completely.
So here's where, I mean, once you start really understanding this and peeling it back, you start understanding that Alchemy is designed with ease of adoption in mind. They're not reinventing the wheel. They're making one of the beauties of the Constellation Hypergraph is that it's interoperable with any complex data type. And you can see that here with Alchemy. They're not coming to their publishers or the advertisers telling them they need to use new software, or they need to hire a Solidity developer. None of that. They're not telling them they have to change their business model, because the Alchemy Exchange plugs right into their existing infrastructure, because Constellation's Hypergraph is interoperable with any complex data type based on custom parameters. And that's what Alchemy's doing. They've created a state channel, a microservice architecture on the DAG Hypergraph. I mean, once you really peel back the layer and understand that this is real utility, and they're solving a real problem that nobody has ever been able to solve, you will understand the power of Constellation. So many cryptos are just solving problems that other cryptos have created by their existence. Every layer two crypto is trying to solve problems that layer one cryptos have created by existentially. DAG is here to assist the world becoming decentralized, truly decentralized, and not through some of these proof of stake or proof of work or these other consensus mechanisms which don't work. And Alchemy is using the proof of reputable observation to weed out digital ad fraud, which has never been able to be done before. So in review, Alchemy is using the principles of DeFi to port a massive industry that spends $320 billion plus dollars a year in fiat money onto the Hypergraph. You look at the market cap of Alchemy, and I'm speaking here in December of 2021. This is an ultra low cap super gem with real world utility solving a real world problem. And if you understand the business that they're coming to disrupt, which is drinking out of the same stream that Facebook and Google drink out of. In other words, they're digital advertising companies, so in a different way. But this is the playing field that they're coming for.
you will understand the majesty and the magnificence of this opportunity. Alchemy is very forward-thinking. They've created NFTs around Alex. Alex is the name of the Alchemy Exchange, and it's also the name of the NFT character. Fascinating, forward-thinking company that is going to bring more attention to crypto from outside the crypto space than anything else. And remember this, Alchemy has a unique attribute that a lot of other companies don't have, and that is that their partners, or their customers rather, publishers and advertisers, especially publishers, these are the people that publish the news.
A company is only as strong as its people, and Alchemy Exchange is powerful in that regard. The team and the leadership is made up of former corporate digital ad executives who have been working for the last decade on the publisher side, on the advertiser side, some of them at programmatic ad exchanges. They have built up a vast network of colleagues and other digital ad executives whom they know.
So if the news of the day is that digital ads have changed, don't you think Alchemy will be mentioned? And so Alchemy will be mentioned on the same sites that it's solving the ad problem for. It's remarkable where we are at, and I'm excited to see what's coming next for Alchemy Exchange.